Are we our outer appearance? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are we our outer appearance? Now, what was the name of the movie we saw last night?
The Happiest Millionaire.
The Happiest Millionaire. Now, we saw this three-hour movie, and Fred Astaire and Greer Garson, it was a very fine movie, but it was a misnomer. It should have been The Butler's Revenge, because this young butler who came from Ireland as an immigrant and looking for a job, got a job in this wealthy family. And he was just at the right time, in the right way, doing everything, and he had the humility and the ability to not need to be front row center, and in the process he was front row center all the time, right out in front. No matter who it was who was supposed to be the lead, he was there because he had a role to play in a particular way. Now, if you had a chance to be an actor in a movie, and there were parts like Greer Garson's part as a mother, or the daughter, or the butler, or the father. It depends on man or woman, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. But if you had the chance to play a part, would you choose the part of the butler over and above the part of the millionaire himself? Over the part of his wife, daughter, or the sons? Or any other part, what would you choose? And theoretically, you would choose, say, the millionaire, because that's pretty cool, you know, because here you are being a very unusual fellow, doing anything that pleases you, and always coming out on top. No matter what you did, you always come out on top. He was kicked out of Washington, even because he was suggesting our military be more properly organized. And what happens? They name him an honorary captain of the Marines back in Philadelphia. You know, I mean, all the things that he wanted to do, it showed he couldn't get away with a lot of things, but he got away with a lot more than he thought. Now, what sort of an image did each one of those characters portray? Did they portray an image of an outstanding person? Or did they portray an image of the person that they were supposed to portray? Did they reach out beyond the limits of their role, or did they stay within the limits of their role and just do an excellent job? Well, they stayed within the limits of their role and did an excellent job. Although the young butler proved to be the sparkle of the entire movie, because he had all the scenes where there was super comedy, like playing with the alligators and the fight in the bar that he stimulated, and putting the guy in jail to keep him from doing something foolish. He was just always there doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. From our point of view, it might not have been the right way, but from his point of view, it was just fine. Now, what was going on there? He was playing his role with all of his inner imagination and with all of his joy and harmony and peace, and everyone loved it. And he stole the show. That's what they call stealing the show. Mm-hmm. Some actor steals the show when they don't have the major part, because they play their part so well. And that's beautiful. I mean, if every actor would play their part so well, it would be a fantastic first-rate movie. But The Happiest Millionaire had first-rate actors in it, but it was not a first-rate movie, because it had a few limitations to it. And how you would describe the limitations? Well, the limitations were that it was not designed to be a tightly woven film. It was a loosely woven film with no limit to time, 3 hours. I mean, it's almost like Gone with the Wind. And but this didn't have all of the pizzazz that Gone with the Wind had. It was just, it should have been tighter. It should have been like an hour long. Mm-hmm. And with the things planned more perfectly for it. But again, they're the directors and I'm just a viewer. Now, our lives are like that movie. We are playing the part, the character that we think we are, whatever our name may be. And that's the person that we think we are. Now, what is it that we think we are as the character we are? Are we gracious? Are we loving, unconditionally loving? Are we generous? Are we happy? Are we a type of person that everyone would like to have in their company? Are we the type of person that we walk into a room and they say, "Oh, I'm so glad you came. Now the party can begin." You know that kind? It's a special type of person to do that. And none of us really are that kind of person that we walk into a room and they announce, "Oh, now the party can begin," not just because we came, but because we came. And we are the type of person that starts the party. Now, other people could be that same way, but they're not, just like we're not. And they're not because they do not play their role as they describe it to themselves as completely as they could. Now, what is the role that you describe for yourself? Yesterday, we were talking to one of our friends, our contractors, and long-time friend of the family and the university here. And he says, "Herb, you must have been born a minister because, you know, you're a very good minister. And you do everything right in your ministerial work." I mean, I don't know where he gets all this information, but he thinks that I'm a good minister. Now, I don't think of myself as a good minister at all. I just am very unconditionally loving in all circumstances that I can possibly do. And so perhaps that's how he describes a minister. I would have to know his definition of a minister to know what he really means. But it was a compliment, and I accepted that. Now, what makes a good minister? Do you have to be born to do that? Now, as an unconditionally loving person, do you think I could be a success in other fields too? Sure. I could be, like he said, you know, "You're a good writer, you're a good speaker, you're," and you know, he just named everything and said that's what I was. And now that was very lovely of him, but what was he doing? Now, answer my question, knowing what I usually ask of you. What was he doing?
Was
seeing a reflection of himself in me. You see, he was seeing a reflection of himself in me, and he didn't even realize it. Now, what is it that we know about him? We know that his father and family were in the church, and they were ministers. The father was a minister, and his wife's father was a minister. I mean, that gets pretty heavy-duty ministry into the family. And he probably would have made an excellent minister. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he didn't. And what kept him from making a minister or being a minister? He judged. And you see, when tough experiences came into his life, then he judged them. Instead of just releasing them. Of course, some ministers judge too. And when they do, they step out of their role of being an unconditionally loving minister. For this is what you're supposed to do. "Judge not, lest ye be judged," you know, and all these other good things. So, again, what makes up a person who has a role? What makes up... Billy Graham is a unique character, you know, and Robert Schuller is a unique character. They love themselves. They love what they're doing. They believe 100% in what they're doing. And they not only do what they're doing, they do what they do. They go overboard with what they're doing. They live it in every avenue of their life. They live it in every avenue of their thinking. And they're hated. They're hated by people because people cannot understand people who are so 100% into whoever they are. Anytime you're into any area of your life and you give 100% to it, there are going to be people who say, well, you're trying to do, show me up, you know, what are you trying to do, be better than me? And you see, when people have that attitude, it's your attitude about yourself that they have. And so when you are so loving, now we've seen the movie Pollyanna, and the little girl Pollyanna was sort of a pain in the neck. She was so loving. She was so thoughtful. She was always looking for the good in people. She was always looking for the happiness. And what happened? People hated her. But little by little, they realized that was who she was 100% of the time. She wasn't that one day and something else. And she wasn't a manipulative person trying to get to like people, to get them to like her or to do things. She just was that kind of person. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they wrote the script very well, showing that, which was beautiful. But the thing is, you see, she would be the rare example. People hated her, but then they came around to loving her. People didn't understand her, and then they came around to loving her without understanding her. Because how can you understand someone who sees the world through rose-colored glasses? How can you? Unless you yourself see the world through rose-colored glasses. Now, this is why I recommend to all of us again and again and again that we be unconditionally loving, that we have untouchability, one-pointedness, unpossessed, non-judgmental, that we do these things with great discipline. And as we do these things with great discipline, we will like ourselves. We will think everything we're doing. Do you think the successful and the happy people of this world like themselves? Oh, yes. They like themselves, because if they didn't like themselves, then they wouldn't be happy. Whenever a person goes around with a dour attitude and with a belittling attitude to themselves and to the world around them, they don't like themselves. But people who like themselves look at the world and say, wow, isn't that a great world? Isn't that a beautiful world? Now, what are you ready for? Are you ready to live your life in such a manner that you are just the happiest person? Can you be like the butler, that young man who just did his thing? And he knew his values. He had been raised by an Irish family back in Ireland. And he had, when he left town, everybody came around to wish him well. They didn't try to restrain him, but they wanted to wish him well. And he had maybe 100 people that came to wish him well. Now, you don't have 100 people coming to say goodbye to you at the dock unless you're quite a person. And he is and was quite a person, as he portrayed him. And when he came to New York, or no, Philadelphia, when he came to Philadelphia, what did he do? He was dancing, he was singing. Inside of his coat he had the green of Ireland, you know. And the suit that he had on was a garish thing, but it was beautiful. And he was beautiful. He was just at, and yet he was did not have a pretty face or a handsome face, but he had a character face, you know, and a character mop of hair, and everything about him was character, and he played it very well, and he lived it. And everyone throughout the entire show had to respect and love him regardless of what he was doing, because he did it from his heart. And he did it with all his love, and he did it out of the values that he had built up into himself as he was growing up. We can do that too. We can do that too. And we can do that by being
ourselves and having fun.
Ellen just said we can do that by being ourselves and having fun. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Being ourselves and having fun. What a simple criteria to living a happy, fulfilled, revealing, wonderful life. Being ourselves and having fun. You know? So, think that for yourself now. And know that that is what you are. And that's all that matters. So, have a lovely day. And when you go out to play, remember there's no pay. You're just going to have fun in every way. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.